Here are the local headlines for KREI. On this Thursday, it's December 13th. I'm Shannon Lukens. A home that was destroyed by fire in the Cedar Mountain Trailer Park in Craig late last month was burned because of arson. 38-year-old Jessica Kane has been arrested on suspicion of starting the fire in the home of Murray Fenstermacher. She's been charged with first-degree arson, which is a felony. That's because the fire was set when another person was in the home. Craig Chamber of Commerce staff held a ribbon-cutting ceremony on a new house made by volunteers with the Fuller Center for Housing. It's the second house for the local chapter, which is a nonprofit that builds and repairs homes in partnership with families. The group will now focus on the Greater Blessings Program, which helps with repairs for qualified seniors, disabled persons, or veterans who own their own homes. Steamboat Police has five new officers. The new recruits will be sworn in next Wednesday at the Rout County Justice Center. The Moffat County Affiliated Junior College District Board is having an email meeting this morning. The only item on the agenda is the mill levy certification for 2019. A big bear is still roaming around the Fish Creek Falls Road area in Steamboat Springs. Still hasn't gone to sleep. He's been seen at homes and neighborhoods this week looking for a den. Kyle Bond with Colorado Parks and Wildlife said the bear tried to hibernate under the deck of a home but got the boot. Because this hungry bear is still out there, make sure you lock your car doors and put away your trash. The outdoor skating rink at Yampa River State Park is open. It's a man-made rectangle of ice near park headquarters on Highway 40 outside of Hayden. Everyone's welcome, and there's no charge to skate, but cars who come in need a state parks pass. The rink is open from 8 in the morning until sunset. Top Nordic combined skiers from around the world, including Korea and China, are in Steamboat to compete in the FIS Continental Cup at Howson Hill. Taylor Fletcher is a three-time Olympian raised in the Yampa Valley and back in town for the competition.
It's a dream come true again. It's been over 10 years since last time I competed at Howson Hill for an international stage, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to shine at home.
Jumping starts tomorrow, followed by cross-country racing under the lights at the rodeo grounds, and it continues on Saturday. It's also free to watch. In basketball, the Moffat County girls team beat Steamboat last night 56-22. The Steamboat Sailors boys team beat the Bulldogs 56-40. Reindeer games start this Friday with a Christmas fair at the Moffat County Fairgrounds. That's just some of the family fun. There's also gifts and crafts, letters to Santa, chance to visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and she'll even have cookies. The Christmas fair is from 2 to 7 this Friday evening, then 10 to 6 on Saturday, 10 to 2 on Sunday. It's underneath the grandstands at the fairgrounds. In Meeker, Cassie and Chrissy Luce have committed to play volleyball next year for the South Dakota School of Mines. The twins were both first team All-State and All-Tournament and played for Meeker High School and the United 18 National Team. The Craig Press is looking for hometown heroes. If you have a nomination, please send it to hometownheroes@craigdailypress.com. Every Wednesday, the Craig Press will honor a local hero for his or her unselfish service to the community. And that's the news on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.